The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for Tapping In with Gary Spivey.
Hello. How are you guys? Welcome to Tapping In. I'm so glad to talk to you tonight. We have a bunch of useless information we'd like to share with you that's really funny. And and so I was listening to, you know, I'm being like very truthful to you backstage. I was putting a little medication on my legs, you know, so it don't ache through the show. And I was listening to the pre-show, which is everybody talking. You have Michelle and Dean. Hey guys, how are you?
Hi.
Hey, doing great.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, and we have Judy, of course.
Hey.
And so, and you're in Minneapolis. Michelle and Dean are in Las Vegas.
We're in New Orleans.
Oh, you're in Minneapolis. Oh no, yeah, you're not in Las Vegas. You're in New Orleans.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're at your mom's having gumbo. I hate you. Anyway, and so you're there, and so Tenoch's in Mexico, and
oh, yeah.
And so you hang out in Mexico, and then Brian's in Las Vegas. Okay, Brian's in Las Vegas. I knew somebody was in Las Vegas. Is that it? We have more. Is that it? Who we got? That's it. Okay, and so you guys' conversation goes like this. Okay,
you're gonna talk about it.
Yeah, this is funny. Cow udder lubricant makes you look young if you rub it on your face.
Yes, that came from Fred.
Is that true? Is that true or false?
Yes.
Well, we're gonna find out.
You guys, raise your hands, guys, if you think it's true or if you think it's false.
I think it was bag balm.
What's it called?
Bag balm. Cow udder.
Michelle, what do you know about milking a cow?
Nothing.
You've never even seen a cow naked. You know? I was telling you. So anyway, so this is our conversation. So we're going along. And then the other topic is aliens, right?
Yeah.
I probably know more about aliens than any human being alive on the planet Earth. For real. I really do. No joke. I didn't talk about aliens for my whole career as a psychic because I thought I sounded nutty enough trying to convince you guys that the demons were trying to kill you, right? So I was explaining demons to you and how to get rid of demons. So I just thought, I don't think I'm going to really dig too deep into this whole alien topic. However, if you read the book, Your Keys to Heaven, you'll see the fourth dimension talks all about aliens, good ones and then bad aliens, of course, is the bad aliens are usually in the fourth dimension. The good aliens are in the fifth dimension. So I address aliens. However, I don't really go too crazy into it, but I can dig deep. I can freak you out of what I know about aliens, firsthand knowledge. Because I've read so many people. I've read thousands and thousands and thousands of people. I've did hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of radio shows, and I have had me some questions about aliens. So what allows me to learn is to answer your questions. And while sometimes they sound totally ignorant, they actually are great questions, especially about aliens. So I can talk about aliens and stuff. And I was freaked out because I did a bunch of predictions. And my predictions this year, I did some predictions for different radio shows, and the predictions sounded like I had gotten drunk before talking to the Inquirer. And so it was all the predictions were really very Inquirer-like. And I used to do predictions for the Inquirer all the time, so I know what they liked. And so, you know, I could do that kind of prediction. But it was a lot of alien stuff. So I can't wait to tell you about that. And a lot of artificial intelligence. How about you guys? Do you guys trust artificial intelligence? What do you think about that? Anything? Well, you don't know?
I love it every day.
You really?
Yep.
Well, I think you're going to hell. I think. I'm not sure. I think so. I mean, who knows? But then we have a few things about Dean. And then the other thing, and this is our pre-show, this is the rhetoric between us as we talk before the show, is Dean the bitch in the relationship? Raise your hand if you think yes. Totally, right? Dean, you got a lot of people on your side. A lot of people didn't raise their hand.
Hey.
Wow. Yeah. So you're not the bitch in the relationship. Okay, that's good. And then Judy's thing was, Judy loves Jesus, and so let's see a shot of Judy and her where she's at tonight.
Judy,
I was like, who is this picture? Where are you?
Oh, hold on,
Judy, where are you at?
That's not right.
Come on, there you go. I thought you had a picture, a modern day picture of the Lord, and you're telling me this is Duck Dynasty.
This is Duck Dynasty, but I mean, he could double as Jesus is double.
Okay. I think you really like him. I think you really got something there going. I can feel it when you have chemistry with somebody. Yes. Is it the eyes? Is it the eyes, the beard, or the fact he looks a little bit like Jesus?
I think all of the above. I really? Think it's there quietly is a great connection.
All right. Is that a t-shirt you threw over the couch or a towel?
It's actually a blanket. Oh, well, okay. Maybe that guy's better.
Oh, yep. That's the dad. That's Phil.
That looks like the devil. Yeah.
The devil and Jesus are on the same blanket.
All right. Okay. Well, they're turning back to the Jesus side. There you go.
It's the only man I can get. So
there we go. All right. There. Perfect. Yeah, there you go. Anyway, so that was our topics. And then Tanoch's was, besides Adriana, is she still alive? Because we hadn't seen her lately. How do you make a modern day pinata in Mexico? Right? Any ideas? I mean, it was pretty brutal. And then how do you beat the pinata up? And so you guys were talking about putting nails in the little hammers that you kids have been popped in yada with, and, you know, I don't think that's safe for, you know, these kids. I don't know.
Well, I talk about the strong ones will survive.
That's horrible.
Tanoch said they can't blindfold the kids anymore when they break a pinata, right, Tanoch?
No, they're making them a little weaker now, the kids. They don't blindfold them anymore because they might hit somebody. When I was growing up, hey, if you survived, that means you were strong enough to continue on with life.
So you just whack each other upside the head with the ball bat thing.
Well, we didn't try, but if you got in the way, well, good luck.
Good luck.
All right. There we are. Safety rules in America. All right. So there we go. That's a lot of things. Which one did you like the best? I like the cow udder one the best. Anything that makes you look younger is really good. You know, I got this hyperbaric chamber for my wounded leg. And it actually makes you look a little younger. It's the craziest thing. It really, really does. So I highly recommend you guys doing that. It's really good. It makes you feel good too. Those were all the crazy topics I think I had, you know, for you. And I hope I didn't help you at all, because I would be surprised if that helped a bit. Anyway, but I hope to enlighten you tonight, let you know what's going on in the world. There's a lot of crazy things happening. I've seen some bizarre things. I saw some really bizarre things today. You know, do I have an enlightened dog? Yes. You know, this. I was fighting with a bunch of dark energies, clearing a bunch of demons. By the way, the world is trying, the demons are trying to carry us off. I don't know what's happening in the next year, but there's a lot of dark energy out there. And so I'm spending an awful lot of my time clearing this darkness. And so I highly recommend you guys ask God for your spiritual gifts, use your gifts, clear the darkness so it don't eat you alive too. But there's a lot of darkness, you know, that affects people's health. Can you grab me that Wally letter? Wally, you sent me a letter. I don't always read everything, but I try to. I read this letter, this beautiful letter that Wally sent me. Let's go to Wally real quick. And I was talking this morning. I said, I have to teach everybody how to heal. I have to teach, you know, you guys are so far ahead of the game on being real healers that you really don't even know it. But you've paid attention to me. You've joined me here on Tapping In so much. And you're very educated on being a healer. And Wally, do you have that letter in front of you?
No, I don't. I really can't talk about it because I get so emotional.
That's okay.
That's why I sent you the letter.
Well, basically, you sent me a letter, I won't go all into reading all the details, but basically, you sent me a letter about your nephew, and he was in the situation where he's in the hospital, dying. He had a disease that he was diagnosed with early on in life. He went into remission. Let me know if I mess this up because I'm doing it off memory.
You're fine.
And then he. He slipped back into this disease, which was a life-threatening disease. He was basically diagnosed with, yeah, you're going to die. And because the doctor said, you're going to die. And the doctor said, we give up. Good luck. You went home, prayed, meditated, did what you learned how to do here on Tapping In and with the many sessions and things we've had. And you did those techniques. Take it from there. You could see God working with your nephew. And what occurred?
Well, I asked God to help me save him.
It's okay.
Yeah. I think we worked on him for a couple of hours. And so the next day I went to the hospital and I really didn't know what to expect. But when I got there.
Because they were at Unplug Him, right?
They were going to unplug him, right.
Right, right.
And so when I got there, I was told that a new doctor took over. That he was going to save him. And it was like the first time we heard something that was positive. All the other doctors said, just pull the plug, nothing we can do. Well, this doctor took him back in surgery and cleaned up the mess that the other doctor didn't do and came out of surgery and said, yes, he's going to make it. I'm very optimistic. And so they had to take out his large intestine. He still has a small one, but I'm not sure why that's not working. But they're saying that he needs to get a transplant. So that's what they're working on right now. Plus they put him on kidney dialysis because he has I think it's Thurner disease, his body produces blood clots. And so these blood, and this time they're in his stomach, but a lot of these blood clots went into his other organs, like his large intestine and his small intestine. And so they're worried about his kidneys and his liver. So they put him on dialysis for now. And so he's, right now, and they had to do a feeding tube. Of course, he can't eat. So they're waiting. I don't know. I haven't talked to my sister, but they're going to have to do an intestine transplant. And the only place I understand that does that is in Cleveland, Ohio. So they're just trying to, I think, set up things so that he can go there. But he's doing really, really well. I mean, he's
beautiful.
If it was up to the other doctors, he would have passed.
But yeah, they already said unplug him. Like
right,
they yesterday, said day before
can,
yesterday.
Yes, there's nothing. They said there's nothing we can do. So as I said, I went home. I talked to God and I said, "Please help me save him." And then the next day, I went in and. The good news was there's a new doctor, a young doctor, and he said, we're going to save him.
Wow.
You know, and so they worked on him and he's, you know, he's still in like critical
he's got
condition.
Stuff. He's got a ways to go.
Right.
Yeah.
But I believe that this was a miracle that our family received And I want to thank you. I want to thank you for teaching me how to do this stuff.
Yeah, because you're good at it.
I think I'm getting good at it.
I think you're very good at it. And, you know, and that's the whole thing. You know, I was talking today, I was talking to Ruben today, and I was saying how important it is that I somehow get you guys to realize how good you are at this. And how, you know, I don't have the market cornered on healing everything and everybody. Can I do some crazy stuff? Yeah, I can. And so am I sure of it? Oh, yeah, I'm positive of it. And so, but you guys can too. And I realized today that my mission needs to be for the rest of my life to teach people how to use what they got to help everybody else. And so I just want to create a lot of little me's out there running around like you, Wally. And then I got this letter today. I read the letter today. And I was blown away. And I thought, oh my God, that's exactly what I was talking about. And so you guys, take your stuff serious. We have fun here on Tapping In, talk about cow udders and all kinds of things. Yeah. But we really do love each other. And all you guys are really spiritually gifted. And so just realize how gifted you are and what you can do.
Yeah. And so, I wrote the letter and then I wasn't sure if I should send it. And then I heard God say, send it to Gary, please.
And so, wow. I needed it.
Yes. So I put it in the mail and I'm so thankful that you got it.
Yeah, I really needed it. It was kind of like one of these times where I needed to hear that. And so, you know, when you're doing an audience, and you could be doing an audience on some of the shows, radio shows I still do, or are you know, million people deep or 2 million people deep, and different, you know, TV things or interviews or things. And so I'm talking to a lot of people. I never know if anybody's listening. I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know. And so when I'm doing Tapping In, I feel like you guys are listening. But I better than that, I feel like you guys are learning, and you've learned how to use your own spiritual gifts. And so if there would be anything I would tell you to do this year, dig deep, use your own spiritual gifts to protect yourself and to protect your family. And so, because it makes a difference of life and death many times. You know, when I had COVID and I went to the hospital, the very first thing, within 10 minutes of being in the hospital, I got a diagnosis from a doctor who was a friend of my doctor, who was one of the administrators at the hospital. And my doctor had instructed him, tell him the truth, whatever the truth is. And my diagnosis was what, Dean? What was my diagnosis?
Maybe 20% chance of survival.
Yeah, which isn't good.
Yeah, but it was told in the garden. His exact words was, you're going to die if you don't listen to everything I tell you. But he was very
And you're probably going to die anyway.
Correct. And he says, you have a 20% chance of living if you listen to everything I tell you. He goes, we know what kills people, what don't. Basically, he even said it. He goes, the hospital's killed a lot of people they shouldn't have, using the wrong drugs. We know what to use, and you have to listen to us. Don't fight against us. And, well, you're here now. So
yeah, I'll listen to everything. Well, and I got a lot of miracles, and I got a lot of people who were clearing the energy and praying and stuff and prayer circles, and still are. And I really appreciate you guys, because it was very long-term effects from this thing. And so I'm just sending a lot of light to your nephew. Here's what I did. The Cleveland thing, I created a golden road and golden path in front of him. Feel how your feet got warm and your hands? See?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And I looked, and I think there needs to be another team, a respiratory team that's going to keep his lungs in good shape. And so I see a new respiratory team on him, which is good. And so I'm just pulling things to him that I know he's going to need, and that the angels are telling me about. And then I put all this healing energy into his body, into his light. And then I put all this healing energy. I can also give you my gifts. And so feel how hot your hands are.
Yeah, they're sweaty.
On fire, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy feeling. And so all you got to do is put your hands on him. Just touch him.
Okay.
Just put your hands on him. Yeah. And so there you go. Now you can feel it.
Okay. See?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. And so the light matters. And so when people have a lot of light, they survive. Sometimes when people don't have a lot of light, they don't survive. When they have a lot of oneness, they have a lot of light. if you have a doctor that is a basically a scientist and don't believe in much, they're a mess, you know, and a lot of people die. And so, mm-hmm. so you didn't have a good situation there, and now you do, and a miracle is happening in front of your eyes. And so, I just wish for your miracle to continue. Okay. And so, there we go.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Hey, that's the key. Appreciation's right. Everything, buddy.
Oh, I do. I do. Hey. I appreciate. Appreciate my family. Appreciate you. Appreciate God above all. I don't know
what else. What else is there? I know, right. And I got included, which is great.
Right.
Anyway, thank you, buddy. I'll talk to you soon. Let us know if we can help. Let us know if we can help in any way. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Love you.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Thanks for sharing.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful. I appreciate that. You know, I love it. I love it. I got a lot of miracle letters, and you know, I keep them, and I got a lot of miracle cards people send me, and of things that happen. And I like to say I love living a life where miracles are normal. They're not miracles, they're just normal stuff. They're just normal everyday stuff. I see people like, I see Christy Moore shaking her head. You live your life like that, right, Christy? Right? Yeah. What's that like? Let's talk to Christy Moore. Unmute yourself. Happy New Year to you, honey. You live a life where miracles are normal.
Yeah, I think I do. I think I look at things as if they're miracles. Like I think it's perspective, maybe.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like just the smallest things just seem miraculous to me. So it helps me with gratitude, because if something's a miracle, it's much easier to be super grateful for it. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense?
I think so. And I think that's the key. I think the key is to be super grateful. Just be grateful. You know, be grateful. We don't always know why something happens. Is it always perfect? No. Are our lives always perfect? No, they're not always perfect. But you end up learning something or working through something or getting somewhere you need to go. But I feel good about it. I'm just clearing you off. There's a dark energy that's affecting everybody, and it's really, really weird. Today I was I tend to go into these will go into sort of a little bit of a trance and go really deep out there these days, and when I do, I end up clearing these dark parts of the universe that attack people, and they attack the brightest light people. And when I look at you, Christy, I see this ring around you way out in the cosmos. And so I'm going to clear that from you. And there we go. And it'll take you a minute to feel it, because it's so far out there, but it's really gargantuan. And there we go. And there we go. And now you start to feel it in your hands a little bit, in your arms and the back of your head. And now your face. See? But these dark energies are bigger than our whole universe, and they're super, super aggressive. It's things moving in on a macro level, and it's really crazy, because my dog, let me show you my dog. Anyway, this crazy dog has got to where he's around me so much he can see. He can see, as I'm hooked on something, he can see everything I can see. And so he can just see. He's real chill. It's like he's kind of high all the time, but he can actually see what I see. And the other night I was sleeping, and he's never done this, and all of a sudden he growled, and he was like, you know what I mean? And it woke me up, and I'm like, and so because he sleeps in the bed with me, and so I'm like, what's that? And I looked where he was looking, and he was attacking a big, giant, seven-headed dragon demon. And he actually killed the thing. So, I mean, as psycho as that sounds, that's a little crazier than the cow udder story. But he actually was getting rid of dark energies. And so a lot of times our animals will do that, and they just will... will get rid of the dark energies because they bring in so much light. Good to know.
I have two cats that do that.
You have some cats. Okay, that's true. Cats, kitties are actually more psychic than dogs. And so when I realized this, and today I was meditating, I was clearing all these dark energies, and I was in quite a spiritual battle clearing the planet off. And all of a sudden, this dog sort of woke up and came running to me and was helping me do that.
Oh, cool. And that's
kind of crazy, right?
Anyway, yeah.
And you can see he's so energetic. Sorry. There you go. Sloth. He's a sloth. But it's pretty wild. And so I'm seeing all these things that are going on. And even the animals are being affected. And even our pets are. And so it's really good to know that, you know, pay attention to your pets. Pay attention to your kids. You know, kids really, really get it. I mean, I see some people's family, you know, you'll have, you know, one kid will get it and the next kid will be like so psychic, it's crazy, and so spiritually gifted. So, you know, pay attention to all that and use your gifts. Just use your gifts. But anyway, any question, girl?
Oh, gosh. You know, I do have one that I was going to ask last week and I kind of shelved it. I have some friends, an elderly couple that I clean for. This is just kind of off the wall, but they need to get into senior living and they're just not it's very difficult. They don't have kids. They don't have anyone to help them. I've been trying to connect them with some people from my work who that's what they do for a living. Can you clear them or help them? I'm very concerned.
They're basically getting in their own way. And they have no luck at all. And so I'm clearing all that off of them. There we go. Now you'll find it'll go easier.
Thank you.
Okay. Your hands got real warm. Your face is warm. You see, and your heart got real warm. Yeah. Good people. These days, a lot of people are being displaced, and they're old. They're not young, and they're being displaced and ending up homeless. Mm-hmm. And those situations where they don't even know where they're going. And so I've helped people recently, close in to me, maybe a half a dozen. Half a dozen people, you know, that end up in these scenarios and situations. And so, but anyway, good luck to them. They'll find their way now, I think. I think they already found it and they just can't get it. You have to point it out a little more. Okay.
Every time I see them, I keep trying to nudge them, but I can only do so much. So thank you for clearing them. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Nudge a lot harder.
Okay.
Yeah. Shake them up. It's okay. Grab them. Do that. That'll work. Okay.
All right. And thank you, Gary. Thank you for all that you do. You're always clearing stuff for all of us and for the world. And I know you do so much that we have no idea about. I thank you for everything you do for everyone.
Well, I appreciate it. And that gives me my lead in to aliens. What about the aliens? I'm talking about demons always and dark energies. What about the aliens? You know, are there aliens? Okay, well, even the government's going, wink, wink. We're gonna tell you guys about aliens this year. Wink, wink. You know, y'all paying attention, or, you know, and so my predictions, I just do predictions. And when I do predictions, you know, I do what's called, and I've done this forever. This is how I predicted September 11th. And I predicted all kinds of things like the Oklahoma City bombing. And I write, see how I'm writing all goofy there? It's like all goofy. You know, well, the reason is because I'm doing automatic writing. I'm sort of in a trance and I'm just writing. So I remember what I read. And so I'm sort of in a trance, half asleep, half awake. Anyway, one of my predictions this year, and I used it on the radio the other day, bridge falls. So this is a major bridge that falls. And then I heard one of many to come. Yikes. That's not a prediction you want to hear, you know. And then I read a strange pressure that's causing earthquakes, volcanic activity and strange gravity and lots of quakes. And the government actually ends up thinking it could be alien. This could be some sort of an alien thing. Dean, you shook your head yes. Do you think that's true? Did you see the same thing?
I don't doubt anything with our government, whatever. But Tenoch and I were talking about aliens before the show. I'm like, So, yes, they're in the spiritual dimensions, but I also believe they're in the physical dimension. And I believe that they just don't tell us the truth. So,
No, not at all. Not even close. And, you know, I remember years and years ago, Dean, when you first moved to California and I was in California and you were going through like different spiritual things that were really aggressive on you. And you go, what is this? And I said, and you were like, is this demons? I said, no, it's alien. And I remember showing you aliens. I remember way back then. And I would show you aliens and make you understand the dimensions and how they worked, because you're one of the first people I really taught anything to, and it was like, but I remember you were really, you know, quite good at it once you got in there, because you're pretty relentless when things are messing with you, you mess with them back, right. So you would get the spiritual gifts from God to wipe out these dimensions where you were actually being toyed with by aliens. And so this is a real problem, and people do. I have many times innocent children who are going through these super aggressive alien attacks. They all say the same thing. They talk about these bubble heads in their dreams, and they talk about seeing them at the foot of their bed, which you could do as a kid. Yeah, little kid, and you had a twin brother, and he couldn't see anything, Darren, and you would be getting killed by demons, aliens, you name it, you had it, because you're such a bright light and so spiritually gifted, and so when you met me, it was kind of cool because I could explain to you what these things were, and it solved the problems and all the stuff you had in life where you thought you were totally loony, So, but a lot of people think it, and really you're just being toyed with because you're such a bright light. Aliens mess with, if I read all you guys, aliens are aggressively messing with about 89% of you, 90% of you. Wow. That's a lot. That's a lot. Let me ask a simple question. Michelle, can you see aliens?
No. Well, spiritually.
Okay, but you can see them.
Yeah, spiritually.
Okay. Well, see, they exist in other dimensions. That's the reason you see them spiritually. Just like angels are in another dimension. Many times God appears to us in other dimensions. However, you can see angels, you can see God. It works like that. Demons, you can see demons, mm-hmm. right? And so they appear to you in other dimensions, but you're a little bit reluctant to say, yes, I see aliens. Cause you're, because it really does sound like we're all whacked out. I think it's going to become normal this year. That's one of my predictions. Oh. One of my predictions is this is a year where they're going to let us all know, oh, by the way, we're not alone. You know, how crazy is that? How many of you guys believe that? Raise your hand. Let me see the gallery view. I want
to
see
you. Oh, we're not. You got to be crazy to believe that we are alone. There's no way. I mean, there's
all you guys. So you actually believe? Yeah. So you believe they're, yeah, the aliens are really hanging out. Let me speak to Carla Walker. You know, Carla, you look too normal to believe in aliens. What's wrong with you? What's going on?
Okay. All right. Michelle, go ahead and unmute, please.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
Hi,
so
there.
You believe we're not alone. You believe there's aliens.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I do.
How come? Why you believe it?
Well, I just think with all these dimensions and everything else out there, why wouldn't there be? I can't imagine we're the only ones around.
Right.
You know, and I think there's benevolent ones that are here to help us and guide us and protect us. And I think there's also other ones out there that don't mean well either. So it's kind of a balance.
Well, like the ones that don't mean well, when I look at you, I see two alien vessels. Where they got your number, okay? And they're projecting darkness to you. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. It looks a little bit like Battlestar Star Galactica or Star Trek or something. Anyway, if you look out there, see those two explosions? There's one. There's the other. See those explosions?
Yes, yes.
I did that. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. And so let me ask you a question. How warm are you getting?
Oh, I'm like on fire right now. I really am. And I've got a thin shirt on. It's not
Yeah, so you starting to I see you starting to sweat. He can even feel you getting warm. He can feel it too. You feel that, right? Okay. Yeah. That was the aliens attacking you guys.
Okay. You know, I feel that sometimes because we do send a lot of light out and I try to clear the universe and clear Earth and project a lot of light out there. And I feel like sometimes they can see that and know that. And
well, they do. And so, and then they attack you back and they darken you down to where you, they mess your gifts up. Well, I fight back. I fight. I spend so much of my days fighting these days. I'm fighting and fighting and fight, you know, and so because I'm clearing all this junk that's trying to kill us all, but that, but I'm able to, and I'm just letting you know, if I'm letting you know, if I can do it, you can do it. And so this is a year where I'm going to teach everybody everything I know. I'm just trying to get you guys to be able to use your gifts. We're all God beings. And so, and we can turn into these God beings in spite of Earth being possessed all up and everything and demonic, and possessed by crazy enough aliens, and we can get above it. And when we just become us with no add-ons, no dark energies, no demons, no aliens, no possessed people projecting negative energy at you, when you get rid of all that junk, you really do become a God being. And you actually think very God-like, you know? And when you think that way, you can you make miracles happen. Like Wally thought, I don't want my nephew to die. And so he, you know, just had a little conversation with God and worked it out. And new doctor shows up and does an operation and his nephew's alive, you know. So this is how it works these days. And so, but I see you being really spiritually gifted, but now you're not affected by those dark energies. Look how light you feel.
I do. It's like my thoughts are all just very light and open, and I don't have any like heaviness or something.
Yeah, because it's gone. Well, there we are. Yeah.
And I try to ask for happy miracles and happy surprises every day from God. And then I think belief is a lot. Like I believe that what I'm doing and using all your gifts that you give us work, you know, and just believe in the process. And I just appreciate all that you've taught us.
Well, it's God's process. It's not my process. I just listen to what he tells me. And, but you got all these beautiful gifts and so you're not crazy. But, when I got rid of those two and you saw those two explosions, it was like you were looking in outer space and you saw two explosions.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like there's this battle going on up there that we have no idea that's going on, you know, that everyone's oblivious to, but yet if you tap,
I'm all up in it. And you know what? There's a lot of spiritually gifted kids that are up in it every day and they're trying to explain it. They're trying to explain it to their parents or teachers and everybody's going, oh, you know, that's your imagination, little Joey, you know what I mean? And so, but really that's kind of the truth. And so I'm going to start telling you guys the truth about everything I know, and I may sound a little nutty, but I'm going to tell you and share with you and try to get you the gifts. God's giving you a ball of light. Reach up and get it. Okay.
Thank you, God.
You both got it. Now, he really felt it in his hand. His hand got hot. I felt it got hot, right? And so it got really warm. And so you can, if you feel these dark energies that have an alien nature, usually you'll find them in the fourth dimension. So you guys want to read the book, Your Keys to Heaven, again and again and again. So you get this. Okay, read it again. And so, and then you can take that ball of light and you throw it at those, anything that's messing with you. Perfect. And that's what created that explosion.
Gotcha.
Okay. And that was not a good day because they're bleeding over to our dimension and I blew them up. So they do not exist.
Yes. That's awesome.
So just like you can clear a demon, you can clear a dark alien. That's how it works. Simple as that. Okay.
Thank you. There was a few weeks ago, you're on Where's the Mia, got a gift on the crown on the mountain. A crown.
Yeah.
And at the same time I got that. But then I also pictured God giving me a staff with a crystal on the end of it to zap things, you know, or get to do the same thing, kind of like the ball of light.
Yeah,
and this like a cloak, like a cloak of protection as well to try to protect while
it brought, that actually that opened your path. Is what that did. I see you just, you know, and it just opens the path and clears everything.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Good gifts. And so you guys, when we talk about these spiritual gifts here, all you guys that are watching, ask God for the same gift. There, this looks like a ball of light like that. And so ask God for the spiritual gift that she just got, and even ask for the staff that she got, because you can get these gifts. When you get these gifts, you can use these gifts just as well. That's what oneness is. See, then it's just about people being one with you. Then they're one with your gifts. It's about you being one with people. Then you're one with your gifts. So it's the most important thing. And the whole way that God's whole universe, all of his universes have survived all these eons, is oneness. If God has a gift, the angel Michael has a gift. The angel Michael has a gift, God has a gift. You see, if the great I am has a gift, God has a gift. It works like that, and vice versa. And so, but the gifts are to be shared. And that's the reason it's so important to be one. It's not easy to be one with people. It's really not. You know, you guys will be bumping heads and bumping into each other and all, you know, whatever. But you just got to dig deep. And so dig deep and appreciate, and you'll get there. Anyway, I love you, girl. Happy New Year. All right, see you guys.
Happy New Year to you.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you. Hey, I appreciate you.
Happy New Year.
Another
hey, good job.
Another satisfied customer, an alien-free human. Yay! Praise the Lord and all that.
No, we care at all. You should start talking about the aliens. You always said no. Nah, people are gonna think I'm too far out there. But you know what?
Yeah, I don't care. I am far out there.
2025. Now's the year. Truth.
Yeah, I mean, when the government starts talking about aliens, then why not? You know, you guys are talking about. Let me tell you what it really is. You know how many different brands of aliens there are? Good Lord. You know, like there's all kinds of stuff. Hey, Judy, can you Google me something? I don't know if you can do this, or Tenoch, or somebody, Dean, anybody.
What do you
Google me a reptilian alien.
I think I have one.
All right.
In the picture. Not on me.
Show it. Judy says she's got an alien in her foot, Gary.
Judy, show your foot. Show it.
You didn't think I was going to bring it up, did you, Judy? That's what you tell me. You got an alien in your foot.
She's dating the Lord, and she has an alien in her foot. Yeah. Well, you know, they're attacking spiritually gifted people's feet. You know, I had two or three people this week that were like, "Oh my God, they're going through very similar things as me." You know,
I've been complaining about my right foot all day today.
Yep, and my feet are bothering me too.
You're old. You're getting old.
That could That's be me too.
You guys didn't believe me, so the alien came for you.
Yeah. Thanks, Judy.
You got an alien foot. You're going to be all right. There we go. Let me look at you. There we go.
That's Judy's alien foot.
A picture that shows it clearly.
Where's the alien in my foot? Please, Judy, show us the alien.
The two middle toes look like two aliens, two twin aliens or something.
Oh, I do see the face. No.
Oh my God.
Right? That's crazy. I have my toes painted that way. Anyway, yeah, for...
There's a better picture than that one, but.
Gotta hope. That's good. That's good. Judy, you ever saw an alien?
Yeah, a couple of times.
Spiritually or in the physical world?
That was an awkward silence from everyone, but no, yeah. No.
Spiritually or physical world? Where did physical. You see them? Okay, got it.
And a lot in my dreams.
But you can actually see them in your dreams. They come after you sometimes, right?
Yeah. But I have actually twice saw them here. But anyway, you know, who knows?
So have I.
Yeah.
So have I. I was... let me think about it. I was 17 years old. My buddy was with me. His name was David, and we were driving my mother's car. My mom had a 1973 Nova, right? Go mama. And so anyway, so I was driving my mama's Nova, and I look over, and there is this thing. It was a saucer looking thing. Those exist. I've seen those. Those are aggressive. They hate humans. They look like they hate everything. Mm-hmm. And those two fangs they got in the front actually bite your neck. A lot of times when people have neck pain, and I go, there, I got rid of your demon. And they suddenly go, oh, wow, my God, my neck feels good. Well, that's what I just got rid of. I got rid of that ugly damn thing. And so But that is a type of alien, okay? And so, anyway, so I look over, driving my mom's Nova down through the sand hills of North Carolina at night, and there's this flying saucer. And it was very illuminated, and it illuminated everything in this fluorescent lights kind of look, effervescent looking, maybe. Does that make sense? Did you see the same thing, Judy?
Yeah, it was a very
Illuminating.
illuminated, like rainbow colors, but not like real distinct, like foggy rainbow ambiance, whatever
Weird
rainbow.
light. Yeah. That's the same thing. Yeah. And so these, a lot of people saw these. A lot of people have seen these. I saw that. I saw it. You saw it. The same thing. And that, and so, but, so that was, it was pretty interesting. And I remember I got out of the car. I pulled the car, but I got out of the car. My little friend stayed in the car and locked me out of the car, scared. And he was going shaking his head and scared to death. And, anyway, but this thing hovered over and then hovered back a ways. And so I got back in the car, I started driving, and it followed along beside of the car for maybe 10 miles. And then it suddenly went out of sight, like in a, whew, like a blink. And then it kind of come back into sight when I got close to my destination. It was pretty interesting. And so, but that was my story, you know? And
That's
so,
cool.
yeah, that's pretty. You know, can you imagine meeting up with that thing? That's a reptilian alien possessing a person. Reptilian aliens actually possess humans. They'll jump in you, and when they do, you will become a belligerent person, more angry than you could ever imagine, and you'll hate on everybody around you. And then they jump in and they mirror, they'll jump in the person around you. And you'll hate each other. So the best of couples will hate each other, the best of friends will hate each other, siblings will hate each other. And so, but they kind of look like that, and they possess, they jump inside. They're capable of doing spiritual things while they're also alien, and they are technical. And so, but anyway, that's a reptilian sort of look like that when they're in humans. And so, interesting. There we go. I'm just gonna, and so when I look at you guys, about half of you guys have had reptilians before. You ever had, you know, the just rage where you just want to kill everybody? Right. And there's certain people you really want to kill. And that rage many times is a reptilian alien. And so, and you have to ask God for a certain sword to clear this with. And so when this particular sword, this will sound crazy, slices and dices them. And if you don't clear them with this sword, God's sword, they come back. And so there you are. Looks like that. Kind of scaly looking. Anyway, they hate humans. They're cold-blooded. So you want to, but they look like a human. And so you want to have, they have a little bigger hump on their back than that one did. And so than that illustration. And so, but you want to ask God for the slice and dice sword to clear these aliens with. Perfect. There we are. Now take it and clear through your physical body. 16 of you actually had that in your body, and it just now went out of your body. There. Who felt their sinuses really opened up right then? Some of you guys felt it. Your face got warm. There you go. Feel that? Yeah, you got rid of that thing. Anyway, those are aggressive and they mess your life up. So you want to clear those things out of you. All of these different creepy crawly things mess with you as a human. It's a wonder human beings do as well as we do because we're so messed with by stuff. So the brighter your light, the more appreciative you are, the more God-like you are, and the more loving you are, and certainly the more one you are. The more you have oneness, and that's an antidotal cure for all this junk, because your vibe can get so high, it's a little hard for them to get a hold of you, and so really important. But all these spiritual gifts matter, and you'll be able to clear this stuff. It's really simple. You'll be able to do that. That's good. Who has a good alien question? Any of you guys got any good alien questions there? Yeah, let me Terry Mahoney. Let me talk to you. You gotta have a good alien question. You're such a bright light. You must get messed with all the time, you know?
Hi.
Hey, girl. What's your alien question or your whatever you got to say about an alien?
So when I'm around people, you know, a couple people I've met through you and you, and you talk about them, I can see them clearly. But I don't go looking for them.
Yeah, don't go pick a fight. No. Yeah, I always tell people, don't pick a fight with demons. Don't pick a fight with aliens. You know, they what they are, you know, leave them where they are. You know, don't go pick a fight. And so some people, they got, here, I've got my new spiritual gift. Woo-hoo, yeah, you'll be okay. Yeah, don't do that.
So there's been a couple times where I had a private reading with you and you were talking about an employee that I had and you said something and I'm like, really? I don't see that. And you said, the next time you look at her, just look at her for a while. And I had opened up a cage above my head and I hit my head so hard, I almost bumped I almost passed out. I thought I saw stars. And I looked over to see if anybody saw it. And there was like something inside of her that was, ha, 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 ha. Was that an alien?
That's what a reptilian does.
Okay.
Yeah.
David,
they love you being in problems or things bad, you know, and so they even create a low vibration where bad stuff happens.
And then another time, David and I are in the Louisiana in the French quarters, and we're walking, and this guy pops his head out and he goes, "You're too bright to be here," and he's pointing at me. And I look back at David. David's clearing his ass off. And the guy kind of morphed into different things.
Yeah, you can see it on his face.
Yeah. I don't remember what it looked like. I was just freaked out a little. Not a lot freaks me out. That freaked me out.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There you are. That's it.
Those are aliens?
They can be moving in and moving out really fast. Yeah. And you'll see them. You've seen me before, I'm sure, morph into stuff. As close as you've been. Yeah. You've been around me enough to where I shapeshift, you know, like.
Oh, is that what that's called?
Yeah. And so you'll look at me and you'll go, I just saw something else besides you. You know, I remember you saying that. I don't remember where, but I remember.
Yeah.
And so if you're around me enough, I actually do. And so this is like, you know, in my early 20s, when a lot of people would sleep over, so to speak, I remember waking up and I remember girls going, ah, you know, like, I'm like, oh, damn, they saw it.
Oh.
Right? Because if I went to sleep, I would morph into whatever was around. And if there was a demon around, the demon would morph over me.
Oh,
and so you would see that if there's an alien around, the alien would morph as they move in and out of us when we sleep, because we're pretty vulnerable when we sleep. I turn into it. So you see, because my energy is so light, I actually turn into it. And so I visually become it, which is a little freaky for people that aren't quite expecting that to be part of the show for the evening. And so anyway, but that's what you see when you see me shift into things. Because you're around a lot and you've seen that happen.
Seen you look like I am.
Right. Because I usually channel the angels and the high beings of God. And you'll see that energy appear.
I saw that out in the field at a retreat one time.
Yeah.
Like, and so, anybody else see that? Gary's looking like the I am.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And so
I have anything in me?
What? Do you have anything in you?
Yeah. That needs to go away.
No, let me look at you. No, just a lot of light, girl. No, a lot of light. But if I go out in the extremities and into the bigger dimensions, which is what I'm clearing these days, because these bigger dimensions are affecting the whole planet. The planet Earth is really about to get its butt really kicked. And I hate to say that, but I just know the signs, right?
Lots of earthquakes in California. Like, I mean, we have them anyway. But there's on my phone every day. There's something. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's like there's a lot of stuff, but I'm seeing a lot of darkness aimed at the whole Earth, not just particularly one person, people too. But I see a lot of stuff aimed at the earth. When I go out to your bigger dimensions, the earth dimensions of beyond the bigger dimensions, I want you to look where I'm looking, because you can see really well spiritually, you know. And so look where I'm looking. It looks again like Star Trek. You can see outer space. Okay, see those explosions? There's about a half a dozen of them.
Yeah, I was just going to say there's a lot.
Yeah.
Nine.
A bunch, right?
Yeah.
How quiet's your head?
Really quiet. I like when you
get quiet. And so, and then if I ask everybody else, how quiet is your head? You'll notice all your heads are quiet. You know why? You know why? Because everybody on the planet Earth's heads are quiet.
Oh, wow.
Interesting, right? And so, because these were actually alien involvement, you know, and you know, these were many different big vessels. And now look at this one down there. See that big thing sitting down there? Look where I'm looking. See, it looks like the mothership. See it?
Yes.
And now see, there's about a half a dozen explosions within it. It took a minute to blow it up.
Wow, what was that?
Mothership.
What does mothership mean?
It means like, it's a big. Is it means it's like a.
They're carrying their.
No, it's a big gigantic ship.
Oh, okay.
How quiet is your head now, and how do you feel?
I'm really relaxed. Like I've been a little high strung lately, so this is good stuff.
Right. Well, these dimensions are so aggressive now. You know, with me, I've always just kind of left them alone a little bit and didn't tell everybody about all this stuff I know. But if they want to mess with us, we got to now kind of mess with them back. And so we got to protect and clear these energies. And so if you read my book again, Keys to Heaven. And so, and if you look at the book again, read it again, take the fourth dimension very serious.
Isn't that where Ganesh is?
Yeah, he can be in the fourth and fifth.
Okay, but he's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of alien looking things. I mean, Ganesh, of course, he's an alien. Look the way he looks. You know what I mean?
And I so, love
it. Yeah, and so and he loves you back. And so there's a lot of aliens. I always get it tangled. Megatron, is that it?
Megatron.
Megatron, and in the Old Testament, Megatron is a blue alien.
Okay.
Okay. And Megatron is very, very powerful. Even in the Old Testament, it talks about how he might be more powerful than Michael or this or that or what. No, it's different than Michael, but the angel Michael, but he's a good guy.
I think they're one and the same.
No, they're different.
They are. Okay.
Yeah, because I know them.
Okay.
And but Megatron is super powerful. And you can empath him and become him.
Okay.
Just like with Michael, you can empath Michael and become his, get his gifts. And that's how, that's like what you do. You want to be one with all these big beings, and that's how it really does work. So I'm going sort of into pretty advanced stuff tonight with you guys about aliens, because I just thought, you know, this is a good topic, you know?
You haven't talked about the advanced retreat that you mentioned about a month ago.
Well, this is where I want to work with people and teach them how to go ahead and be a healer.
Okay.
Enough already. You know, you guys are really, you're really gifted. You can be a healer just like I am. I live in a world where miracles are normal.
Mm-hmm.
And even through the illnesses I've had with COVID, and, you know, and that lasting and continuing and different things, this is learning how to clear bigger darknesses. So, and as I get better and better and better, I actually clear it and I get better, you know? And so we get challenged and we will learn how to clear that too. And so that's how that works. But yeah, I think that this, I was telling everybody, I think I want to do an advanced retreat for people who really take healing very serious. And you really want to know how. And so that's where I'll teach everything I know. And so because I hold back, I do a little bit. I'm being honest with you guys. So because I don't think it's, you know, I've always thought I should spoon feed everybody what they can take. I'm not going to do that anymore. You know, Because I think it's so important that people need to really hear the real truth about what's up. And only because we're getting attacked in these dimensions where we need to really know and how to protect ourselves. And so, and you want to know how to protect your family, and you really want to know how to do all that. And so it's so important. Anyway, that's what I think. Well, I'll see you at that spiritual retreat.
Thank you.
Good. I love you, girl. Good
Love
luck.
you
Look how you
too.
feel. How you feeling?
I'm like, yeah. I feel like
I didn't get rid of one demon. All I got rid of was aliens.
Wow. Very inner peace, like different.
Crazy, different opening of light.
Okay, is that what it is? It feels
Yeah.
very inner.
It is. Yeah. And but you have tremendous light in you from this now. So there we
Okay.
go. And
Watch
everybody
out,
you
world.
meet.
Here she comes.
Yep, absolutely. There we go. I love you. That's
Love
fun.
you.
Yeah. You guys empath that and you'll get something. There we go. And so this is fun. I like playing aliens, you know? This is kind of cool. Because all you guys are affected. You really are, as crazy as this sounds. Little crazy. I like being crazy. Alex R. Sanchez. Let me talk to you. You know, so when we were talking about aliens, and I was like, "Do you believe in aliens? And have you seen an alien? You feel it? You know?" And you raised your hand really big, like, "Yeah, hell yeah, I did. I do."
I do, Gary. Yes. Aliens have always fascinated me ever since I was younger. It's as if my sister, she would be afraid of aliens, and I would be not so into ghosts, where she would be into ghosts and I would be into aliens, that sort of thing. So, and actually, I've heard and got a little bit of feedback from Kevin Trudeau as well on some of the aliens, too.
He knows everything. Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he knows everything. By the way, I had a great Christmas with Kevin. Kevin was here for Christmas.
That's awesome. We've seen the picture too. That was a great picture with you, him, and Danielle. I love
Having
that.
dinner. Yeah. Well, we were having fun. But he's you know, and he you know, I was a little sick, and so, but it was okay. You know, we had a great time. We had a great time. Cooked
That's
and
awesome. Love it. I'm glad.
ate lots of food. There's I'm just looking at you now. Oh, interesting. You actually have a reptilian alien behind you.
Really?
Yeah, you do. And so I
Wow.
want you to reach up and take this sword from God to get
Okay.
rid of reptilians with. Okay, there you go. Hey, you got it. Your hand got hot. Okay, now look behind you and you'll see a shadow of a thing. See it?
Should I turn my head and look behind me?
No, just imagine in your
Okay.
mind's eye. There you go. See it moved. See it? It's kind of moving from side to side
Okay.
because I got my hand around its throat. Okay. And so there, I'm just holding it there. Okay. Now just go through it with that sword. See, now you see stuff getting slung all over the place. You diced it.
Wow. Oh my
You have to
God.
dice them or they grow back.
Okay.
So if you
Wow.
whack it with a regular light sword, it just kind of goes back together. But you use that particular sword and it dices it. Now look,
Wow.
your sinuses are opening, your heart feels like, oh, like crazy opening in your chest. You feel totally warm all the way to your toes.
Wow,
Your head
yes.
is super bright and so, feel all that going on?
I
You know? Yeah, I'm
do.
not making that happen. I'm just empathing. I'm feeling what you're feeling. And so that's from getting rid of that one thing. Yeah.
Where would they come, or why do you think it came over this way? Do you know?
Because it can.
Okay.
Yeah. No, you're just a bright light. And they actually use our light. That's a great question though, because I can lead it into the real question, which is why are aliens interested in us? You ever
Yeah.
wondered what do you want? What do you want? Leave me alone. You know, they are not in a God's light universe. They are not in the they're not in the club. They're not in God's oneness club, and so they receive no light from God. Interesting, right? And so, but they steal our light. They still need light, a certain amount of light for them to survive. Where do they get it from? Humans. So their
Wow.
interest in us is to steal our light. That's the reason when I clear you guys in these dimensions I'm clearing you in tonight, you feel so good. How you feel?
I feel amazing, Gary. Thank you so much as always. I love
you. You're welcome. Love you back, buddy. Good luck with everything. There we go. Now, that feels good. Boy, your back feels, feel how your spine is hot. Feel it?
Yeah.
And your neck. Feel how good that feels?
It does. Thank you.
But the reason when you have a reptilian alien close in and they jump inside you, they have a hump on their back. The hump does not fit in your back. The hump hangs out of your back and makes you have a neck ache. And so that's the reason you reached ahead of time and you were going, oh my God, my neck feels so good.
Gotcha. Yes. Yes, I do. I feel that.
It's like a healing energy. That's what it is. Yeah. There you go. Oh,
thank you.
Yeah, you guys. Yeah, you should ask for the slice and dice gift. There you go. Make sure you get that. The one Alex just got. That's a big deal. Thank you, buddy.
So much.
Good luck. Good luck so much. Dean, how am I doing?
Oh, you're doing great.
Love you, Alex.
Can you clear Michelle now? Because she said she was complaining about her back and her neck. And she goes,
I
got the same thing Gary just told.
I feel like I got everything that you just did with Alex. I got all of it. Just all of a sudden, it all went on me.
Mm-hmm. But you're such a bright light. That makes sense. And there we go. You had a few of those going, and there we go. Now you don't. There you are. And you got it. You know who? You've got a counterpart. You have another person that is this particular alien will jump in you and then jump in another person and create a bumping of heads. And I see it with you, and actually I see it with you and one of your sisters. Okay. And so does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. And so, and there, and so I'm just clearing this off of the sister as well. There you are. Now look how good you feel now. See, because I cleared the sister who had the same alien, they duplicate and then they bump your heads together. And so there you go.
Thank you.
Better?
Yeah.
Yeah. She ain't gonna talk about it.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it.
Good. There we go. You'll be all
right. I did that alien too with Michelle sometime.
You get that same alien jumps in you and jumps in her.
It jumps. I know when it jumps in me because I'll tell Michelle, I said, that's it. Here we go. But I can feel it.
Like the pre-show tonight, we all determined that you are the bitch in the relationship, Dean. So you have to just say,
go the way. I'm okay with that.
I am the bitch in the relationship. There you are.
Michelle wears the pants in the relationship.
Yeah, at least you know. You thought you had aliens. Nah, it's just that thing. Anyway, perfect. Who are we talking to? Let's talk to somebody. Y'all pick somebody.
I'm going to go put Nora.
Pick a good possessed alien person.
Okay, here. No, I'm kidding. Hi, Dora.
Oh. Hi. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah. Hey, Dora. How are you, girl?
I am totally possessed.
Oh, okay.
I have a question.
Gotta go. Sorry, all out of time.
This is really bad. It's a tragedy. My significant other, Bob, died suddenly on Christmas Eve.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
He wasn't sick or anything. Christmas Eve in the morning, we were getting ready to go to my family's. And I was in the shower, getting ready, putting on makeup. And when I came out, he was dead on the floor. Just that fast. Oh, and Donna. I want to know what happened. And is he okay? And does he have a message for me? My heart is broken.
I think he might have. It looks like it was a heart thing.
I thought it was when I saw him. That's my first instinct. Is he had a heart attack or something?
It looked like it was that. And so I just see his heart quitting. And I'm trying to talk to him. Give me a minute. He just says he wants you to be okay and he loves you. And he's like, it was a bigger surprise for him than you. He immediately went into the light. He's telling me his story of what happened. He immediately went into the light. And so it was just this beautiful, bright light. He ended up in heaven And he ended up, I don't know if that's his mother or grandmother, but he ended up at their house.
Oh, his mother. She died last year, suddenly, like he did.
Okay. And so, but he ended up at her house, you know.
And, in Las Vegas?
Whichever house
she had. Heaven.
And no, in heaven.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, in heaven, but it was like her house. It's like going over to visit his mom.
Oh, really?
And so, yeah, and I can smell food cooking.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and so I don't know if she cooked a lot, but I smell food. And but he's there, and he says he's happy. He loves you. He says he'll always be right there with you. A couple of times he grabbed your hand, and you could feel him. And you had a sense of him, and you were probably so upset you didn't realize it. But he just now grabs your hand right now. Your hand is warm on one side. Feel your hand?
I kind of feel something, but I don't.
Yeah, that
feel
tingly,
like trauma.
Well, I know you're all upset, but and you should be. But he's right there, that close in with you, and he loves you. He just says that he had the best time of his life with you. And he goes, but he don't have to tell you that twice. And so you guys actually knew it, you know. When you're with somebody and you actually know that you're with the person you're supposed to be with and all that, and you guys actually knew that, and so he knows it too. But he says he'll be around if you need him. And he's like, he's getting used to being dead. And so he says there's a little bit to it. He's laughing, you know.
He was laughing and joking about everything.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he's joking about being dead. He's like, well, there's a little bit to this being dead thing, you know. He says, I'm trying to get used to it. And so, but he's bringing you a lot of light, a lot of love, a lot of care. And he's right there for you. Now he moved in close and hugged you. You did feel that one. You felt something go around your body a little bit. And so I could see that. And so
I felt vibrations, not heat.
Okay. Vibe. Okay. Yeah, there we go. Are you on an antidepressant?
No, I'm smoking weed.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's my antidepressant.
Yeah.
It's better than pills.
Yeah. Well, what it's doing, it actually made you not feel the warmth, but if you could feel the vibe. And so there's a little bit of just you're sedated a little bit. That's all right. And so, but I see he's right there. He's with you real close in. And he loves you. And there's a dog with him. And so.
A white dog? What color? My son's two dogs just died last year also, so they all died.
No, I think this is a childhood dog or something. It's a darker dog.
Okay. You know?
And so, but I see him with this dog. And so anyway, but he's happy. He's happy. He loves you. He just loves you a lot.
And, we had tons of plans of what we were going to travel all over and do things. I guess I'm going alone now.
He wants you to go and have fun. He said, I'll bring you light. And he's like, he just wants you to be happy.
Okay.
You know? And he said, tell her I don't want her to be alone. And so it's hard to imagine replacing him because he's almost irreplaceable. But he wants you to know he's good. He just wants you to be alone. And he wants you to enjoy your life that you got here. And so, but he says he's right there with you. So he's with you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Hey, good luck, honey.
Any demons that need to be cleared?
I already did.
Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you.
Yeah, and I think you maybe I don't know if you wrote into Michelle or talked to Michelle or something.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I cleared you earlier.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yes, I wrote to Michelle earlier. Yes.
Yeah. There we go. But I just now did again. So there you go. Good luck.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye.
Sure.
Good luck.
Thank you, Gary.
Yeah, that's a tough one, right? It's a tough one. You walk out and your person you're with is gone.
And Leith is a good, you know, he went straight. You know?
He did. He went right on into the light really quick. There we are. Who are we talking to, guys?
Back to alien story. Jody Downhill has an alien story.
Oh, no.
Cool. Jody, of course. Hey, girl. How are you? Happy
New
Year.
I'm good. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas. Thank you for the chocolates. Thank you for the chocolates. Those were the best things ever.
Yay. I'm glad
everybody
you
ate them. Everybody ate them. I got a couple and then everybody just devoured these things.
That's good. Glad everyone enjoyed them.
Yes.
So when I was early 20s, I was dating this guy who, you know, we partied and you know, he was a dealer, whatever, the early 80s, whatever. But he, one time I went to go visit him, and he was possessed. So he was kind of going, and his eyes were glowing like this green, like a neon green. So and he didn't remember the next day. He goes, why didn't you come over? I'm like, I did. And then I told him that scared him. And the whole way home, I felt, you know, the like evil.
Presence, like a presence.
Trying to get me. And then one of my friends whose mom was a psychic, she goes, oh, you're starting to see things. And that was when I closed off the seeing thing. I'm like, I don't want to see it. So so that stopped that. But
well, you were, well, they, that's what they try to do. They try to get everybody that's spiritually gifted, like you certainly are, because you're an amazing healer and you're very, very gifted and you feel everything. But they try to close you off to where you won't be able to see and use all of your gifts in perfect clarity, because they are more afraid of you than you are of them, because you can totally wipe them out because they're bleeding into your dimensions. These 10 dimensions on earth belong to us. And these could be demons or could be aliens. And when they come into our dimensions messing with us, we are the king. And so we can clear any of that mess and get rid of it.
That was long before I knew anything. And then there was another one. I was dating this guy and I went to hug him and something poked me in the throat and his shoulder had been hurting him. And then I was talking to Uncle Nils and he goes, oh yeah, because there was like an alien, like, with a reptilian thing on his shoulder. And when I went to hug him, it poked me like in my neck.
They do.
I felt physically poked by going to hug him from the side.
Well, so we've established you date aliens. And so there we are.
I don't date anybody anymore. So good.
But that was like, with these things, those were real. Those are real. But those, those were both reptilians. And so both of the ones that I just saw were the reptilians. They can be really aggressive. You had a bunch of different, if you would, whole vessels living off of part of your light. And maybe there's three major ones. And there's one explosion, two explosion, three explosion. And I just now got all that back for you. Now, what happens is I can blow up where they're possessing. They steal your higher selves. And then they siphon off the light from your higher selves. I got back about 420 some higher selves. And now I feel your arms getting full of light, your face getting full of light, your whole body getting full of light. And so, but this was a major kidnapping of your higher selves done by this in the alien dimension. I got it back. I got them back for you.
Wow. Well, it's been going on for a long time, I guess, since I was like 20. So that's kind of crazy.
Yeah. So this is very big. And
well, maybe eventually I'll be able to see then.
You can see right now.
I wouldn't mind starting to see.
Okay. Now you can. All you do is want to, and it'll come right to you.
Yeah.
And so I feel your spine. Feel how your spine's getting warm inside or different? It's a whole different energy going on with you.
I feel like, I'm feeling something.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been super tired. But
Yeah. This will give you a lot of light and a lot of energy. I love you. Thank you.
I've been doing pretty well, but I wanted to give you a little update. So I'm going to be helping Jeremy. So Jeremy's going to be coming to Florida and at my farm.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need help. He's kind of run into a few snags, getting him out of Chicago. And I need help lighting his path up to get him to Florida.
Okay, there we go. All right. Perfect. I just did. There we go. Looks good.
We're going to bring his dog down later. We can't get his dog now because of transportation and allowing that and stuff. So we're going to work on that. But he's got a trailer and he's going to help me on my farm. That was
good. That's perfect.
So I have a place to stay.
Good. Good for you. Thank
you. And a job.
Thank you for helping him. There we go.
And love. So
good. Perfect.
But we definitely needed the path illuminated because there's so many little, you know, roadblocks have been popping up and, you know.
Good. Perfect. There you go. Good luck. I love you guys. Thanks,
I love you, Gary. Thank you. Happy New Year, buddy. Love you.
Hey, you too. Merry Christmas.
You're the best.
Yeah. I wanted to say that thank you, Jody, for taking care of Jeremy and Melissa for referring Jeremy, so.
Oh.
Go ahead, Melissa. Sorry.
Oh, no, really. Thank you, Michelle, for all your help and, you know, just everyone that helped Jeremy. And it's like Gary said, the first night that you had Jeremy on, that Jeremy is worth helping. So I've always felt that way. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is such an empath. I think that's a lot of why he always gets, you know, sucked in and brought down. So
yeah, well,
we're all
going
to help him.
Well, there you are. Well, yeah. it's all about helping each other. And so
yeah.
I couldn't be happier because I think he's amazing. And I think you're amazing. Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you. You are too, Gary. You all are. Happy New Year.
You're looking great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Can't see much because my glasses aren't working that good. So everybody's kind of blurry, but.
Oh, well, there. I just got you all cleared off. You look really, really good.
Thank
there.
You.
Super bright. You can see aliens, right?
Oh, I have so many stories about aliens.
I know. I could tell. Yeah. You're opening those dimensions, totally able to see it. Good.
Yeah. I don't know how good it is, but well, I do see them. So
there you go. Good.
Yeah.
Good for you. Anyway, big kiss, girl. Big kiss.
Okay,
thanks.
Big hug. Thank you.
Gary, I wanted to say thank you to you too, and to Michelle and Dean and Melissa, Jody. You got everybody that's helped, Carlotta, Rachel, there's so many. And I just wanted to say thanks. And,
you're welcome,
you know,
buddy.
Still some challenges in the road, but everything's moving forward in a really good way. Finally, I think so.
Good.
It's still hard work, but it's happening a little bit at a time. And,
good.
And I see aliens too. Actually, one gave birth to me. So, I saw her up close.
Makes sense. Well, a lot of times people can be possessed by demons. They can be possessed by aliens, and they do crazy things, you know, and they act crazy. It's very easy then for us to think that person is bad. And the person's really not bad, but it's what possesses them that makes that bad outcome. And so you might think about that for a minute, because then you don't get mad at the person. See, because when you get mad at the person, that just makes you stuck and makes you unwon, which will make you unlucky in life. And so you have to really forgive people, love people, appreciate people, even if they're crazy as hell. So it's just what it is. And so and many times people who are possessed, people are crazy people. I know that if I'm possessed by a demon, I'm going to be crazy. And if I'm possessed by a reptilian alien, I'm going to be a grumpy bastard. So that's what happens to people. And so, but I got you looking good, buddy. Good luck with everything. Have fun in Florida.
Thank
I'm
you.
Jealous. All right. Okay. Thanks.
Jeremy.
Thanks,
buddy.
I like him.
I like you.
Good.
You know, I like it when we help people. I'm just really happy when we help folks, you know. Yeah. I'm just glad. I'm really glad about that. There's a I'm looking at you guys. I'm clearing off all kinds of things on you. I can do a mass clearing, and so right now I'm getting you guys a gift to clear your fourth dimension. This is a multiple sword gift. And I want you to reach and grab it from God and say, God, give me the gift of the sword to clear the fourth dimension. There you go. You got it. And you notice your head got warm in the back. A lot of you guys, your whole brain feels very light right now. Now you just want to clear this fourth dimension and clear all around you, around your house, your home, your work, your jobs, your car, your family members, the people that you love, and the people that love you. Make sure you clear everybody. There we go. And this is going to really, really help you out. And you're going to find that you'll be able to find your path, find your way, and end up being really, really happy. I look forward to the year to come. I look very forward to this being a great year for all of us. And if you go above it into the light, let the light do its job, you guys are going to be very successful, healthy, wealthy, and wise. And so this is a great year for light beings. This is a year where if you let the light in, you're going to find amazing magic will happen for you. And just ask God, say, God, bring me this beautiful golden layer of light. God, bring me the spiritual gift of this beautiful golden layer of light. I see this golden layer of light going around your physical body. Put that around yourself, your family members. There we go. And I see all these balls of light coming to you in a very fast, rapid fire way. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so I see all this going on. It's going to be a good year for us, guys. And so you just got to go up into the light, let the light do its job. That's what it is. I look forward to all the upcoming spiritual retreats. I look forward to being physically 100% again, to where I'm right here for you, and I'll be doing readings like a banshee crazy person. And so I'll be able to do all your readings that I hadn't been able to do in the last year as much. And so I'll be here, I'm so happy you guys are here for us. We do love you. Be a part of my Enlightenment Club. We have all kinds of brand new stuff going. As Terry was mentioning, I'm doing I was talking to Kevin Trudeau about it, and he thought it was the greatest thing ever, where I teach a small group of folks, and we're talking about this advanced spiritual your advanced spiritual abilities, and I show you how to really use them. And so, because a lot of you guys want to do more than just be a person that has an interest in psychic ability, but you really want to be a healer. You want to be a person that's able to help yourself, heal yourself, and help all your family. And so you are the guys that help everybody else too. And so you are the guys I really want to meet with, talk with, teach, and that's what I want to do for the rest of my life. So I look forward to doing that. We're going to have some great spiritual retreats. Look forward to seeing you at those retreats. Thank you for coming to all the retreats this last year. It was pretty fun. Amazing. The Ojai retreat was the last one. It was great. And so I look very, very forward to doing all the retreats the next year. I look very forward to doing all the online classes that we're doing. And so this is going to be a very, very fun time. We'll be back into our spiritual master classes. We'll be able to do all that now. And certainly all the energy clearings every Wednesday. Tune in for that, GarySpivey.com. Be a part of my Enlightenment Club. Join now and be a part of that. If you're not in it, make sure you join, GarySpivey.com. Appreciate you guys. I love you guys. Thank you for being here tonight. And I will see you real soon.